Yes.
Mr. Bundy, 2171. I've told Mr. Jenkins.
The securities exchange, commodity markets and so forth, I'm a little worried about them tomorrow. You know what they did? They dropped after Eisenhower's heart attack. So that was the main reason we really wanted to speak Tuesday. We hoped that we could hold them. But I wonder if you wouldn't mind talking to Dylan and Martin and seeing if they've got any suggestions.
I talked to the General Wade yesterday, and he was not worried. He thinks it will, but let me check again, because that's 24 hours
I think both of them might make some kind of a statement about continuity, stability or something, and express their confidence. It might help. They ought to be imaginative enough to find something that they think could stabilize it.
Your Latin American idea is regarded as a 10 strike, and we're going to organize that for tomorrow afternoon. There's some problem of where, but we'll have a recommendation on that for the morning.
Right.
Now, De Gaulle is the senior of these three men you're seeing this evening. I think you probably ought to see him first. You'd be seeing them all three in order. He's very protocolaire, and the other two don't care. The other two, you see, are not heads of state.
All right.
Does that bother you?
Well, a little. I thought I'd sandwich him in, but if you think it'd be disagreeable, see, he urged it. What time do we have to see him?
Well, you'd see, we hope you'll be through with the reception and certain private interviews, and you could see him at 7. And then have Pearson indicate it right after that. They're both tickled pinks.
I'll follow your judgment.
I think that's better, Mr. President. And I'll get on to Dylan on the other.
Thank you,
sir.
Reading.